This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Chicago police officials say they are ready for the Democratic National Convention in August, despite a recent report suggesting otherwise. My colleague Michael Puente reports the Chicago Inspector General last week issued a report to address concerns with how prepared the police department is for the DNC and protests surrounding it. Now, standing this morning with the U.S. Secret Service, Police Superintendent Larry Snelling says officers are prepared. He reiterated the department's policy on mass arrest.
If you block a roadway or you block a venue or you're on private property and you refuse to leave, those are crimes. Now, you don't have to be acting out violently to commit a crime.
The Secret Service and Chicago Police are touring the United Center and McCormick Place this week, where the DNC will take place. The lead organizer of a proposed birth center on Chicago's South Side is asking Illinois state regulators for permission to open. Now, most people think of a hospital when it comes to having a baby, but there are also birth centers where low-risk women can deliver on a large bed as if they're at home. My colleague Kristen Schorsch reports Janine Valerie Logan is a midwife who wants to open what would be the first birth center on Chicago's South Side. There are few hospitals in this area where people can deliver, and health disparities are greater than in wealthier, wider parts of the city. Valerie Logan has filed an application with the state to open a center inside what used to be a church. The majority of patients would be low income. The center would also offer classes on things like breastfeeding and newborn care. If it's approved, the Southside Center would open in 2 years. A new study finds Black drivers are more likely to be pulled over by police regardless of where they drive in Chicago. Professor David Levinson works with the University of Sydney in Australia and is one of the study's authors.
We're able to look and see if, in fact, people are being stopped more frequently than their racial composition on the road. Are Black drivers being stopped more frequently on roads where white drivers are more common? Or where Black drivers are more common.
Researchers found that on Chicago streets where half the drivers are Black, about 70% of traffic stops involve Black drivers. On streets where half the drivers are white, fewer than 20% of drivers stopped are white. The racial makeup of Chicago roads was mapped using cell phone GPS data. Former residents of some low-income apartments in Evanston, north of Chicago, are suing the owner and former property manager. They claim the groups allowed their homes to fall into disrepair. William Carter lived in the Wesley Avenue apartments for 3 years. Evanston city officials told him and other residents they had to move because the buildings were unsafe. My colleague Adora Namigede reports Carter and other residents signed on to a class-action lawsuit alleging the Evanston Housing Coalition, Housing Opportunity Development Corporation and Wesley Green Bay Limited Partnership put them in this position by neglecting those properties. The city is providing assistance, but Carter worries they'll be priced out of Evanston in the long term.
We actually need the help. And for us right now and for the tenants here, the help has got to be a voucher.
The future of the buildings is uncertain. WBEZ has not been able to reach the Evanston Housing Coalition or the Housing Opportunity Development Corporation for comment as of this recording. Weather, some scattered showers and thunderstorms today with a high in the upper 80s, and then showers tonight, a low near 70. Wednesday, some rain in the morning, sunshine in the afternoon, a high in the low 80s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.